A delay in proceedings. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The New York City grand jury considering whether to indict former President Trump over reported hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels on his behalf will not meet again until next week. As Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg fires back at House Republicans.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg penned a letter addressed to House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan and others, saying former President Trump's false expectation of an arrest this week and a letter from Jordan after that amounted to federal interference in a matter reserved to the states. And according to D.A. Bragg, was an attempt to wade into New York's sovereignty. The D.A. also in his letter referred to the claim of a politically motivated prosecution as unfounded. Chairman Jordan in his letter called for Bragg to hand over documents and testimony in the former president's case. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin appeared before a House committee today to make the case for the defense budget request for the next fiscal year, which totals $842 billion, a 3.2% increase over the current fiscal year.
On land, we're investing in air and missile defense, and we're investing in defenses to counter unmanned aerial vehicles. We're also requesting $11 billion to deliver the mix of long-range fires that our security demands.
Austin said the budget is aimed at keeping America secure in the world of the 21st century. One day after a Denver high school student shot and wounded two school administrators during a pat-down before school, school's superintendent, Dr. Alex Marrero, says the pat-down by administrators is proper protocol.
An officer, in order to search a student, they need to have probable cause.
The 17-year-old suspect was found dead near his vehicle in a Denver suburb hours after the shooting. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A South Carolina barbecue chain is facing allegations of racism and sexual harassment by the fired general manager of one of its restaurants.
In a new lawsuit, Cassandra Robinson claims she was coerced into a sexual relationship with Jeff Harrison while he served as general manager of Maurice's Piggy Park Barbecue in Columbia. Robinson, a black woman, says Harrison promised her a raise in pay, which he provided, but grew irate as she rebuffed additional advances. This comes after a separate suit last month by another black former employee who claimed Harrison left him racist voicemails. The chain's founder, Maurice Bessinger, has a history of racism, from his support for waving the Confederate flag outside locations to his failed legal attempt to justify refusing service to black customers inside his stores based on religious opposition to integration. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Philadelphia officials are fundraising to launch a trial program that would give expectant mothers a monthly stipend to address racial disparities in infant mortality rates.
The Philadelphia Department of Public Health wants to start the Philly Joy Bank pilot in early 2024. Moms would receive $1,000 for 18 months. As part of the trial, women must have an annual household income below $100,000 per year and live in Cobbs Creek, Strawberry Mansion, or the Nicetown Tioga neighborhoods with the highest rate of low birth weights in the city. City officials say the infant mortality rate in Philadelphia tops the rate of the 10 most populated U.S. cities and the U.S. rate as a nation. There are no rules for how the money must be spent. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Owners of over 571,000 Hyundai and Kia SUVs and minivans in the U.S. are being told to park them outdoors because the tow hitch harnesses can catch fire while they are parked or being driven. Affected Hyundais include the 2019 to 2023 Santa Fe, the 2021 to 2023 Santa Fe Hybrid, the 2022 and 2023 Santa Fe Plug-in Hybrid, and other vehicles. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.